talk with Vandals basketball coach Brian Kern. The Vandals will be back in action at 2:30 this afternoon to take on the Carterville Lions at the Benton Invitational Tournament. And coach, coming off a nice win over Hamilton County, able to rally late in that ball game and get a much needed win.
It was, you know, our this part of our schedule, we knew at the beginning of the season was going to be a challenge for us, and in the Hamilton County game, it was, you know, kids had a lot of kids step up on the offensive and defensive end and make big plays down the stretch.
Yeah, absolutely, and come away with a win. And, you know, I know the game against Pinckneyville was a frustrating one score-wise and such, but the kids kept playing hard. They were still working hard late in the ball game. They were still pushing, trying to make things happen. It's just sometimes you run into somebody that's just got a few more weapons than you do.
All right. And you know, we've handled full court pressure pretty well throughout the year, and a lot of times we welcome it because we feel like we have an opportunity to get some easy baskets. But you know, the teams that, you know, go 6'8", 6'7", 6'4", causing us problems when they're trapping us, and you know, they're longer and getting deflections. It's a different ball game, and you know, and right now our kids are still adjusting to that. You know, we play a lot of young kids, and we're doing a lot of learning this basketball season.
Yeah, you know, and the other thing I noticed about Pinckneyville, coach, was how quickly they got up the floor. I mean, they were a team that really relayed the ball up the floor quickly and got in transition on you really fast. And I know that can kind of make your head spin a little bit too.
Yeah, and that was really the first time this year that the team has beat us up and down the floor consistently. And you know, they're a great ball team, and you know, I know they have high aspirations with their group this year, and you know, their subsectional is loaded, so we don't know who's going to come out of there, but whoever does has a great chance of advancing pretty far in the state tournament.
Talking about loaded, the Benton tournament's always been a pretty tough challenge, but then you add in Carterville and add in Heron this year, so it just gets that much deeper. There's no way you're not going to avoid any of those good teams. You're going to see them throughout the tournament.
Exactly, and that's a great part about the tournament is you know, it's the you know, about a month out from postseason play, so you know, it gives teams an opportunity to see quality opponents and prepare for postseason.
Coach, you talked about the Hamilton County game. You got down, able to rally late, and you got a big game. Andrew Casey had a big game offensively in that, and he's one of the freshmen that's been stepping in and playing quite a bit for you. And this is a young group that you've got. This is a young team that you're playing, and there's definitely going to be some learning nights, but that also tells you what can be the possibilities going forward too.
Yeah, and you know, we've seen groups like this in the past, and a lot of it's going to depend on them. How are they working the off season, and how committed they're going to be to being an athlete, not only a basketball player, but an athlete in general. Because all of our freshmen are multi-sport athletes, but you know, it's been fun seeing their development this year and. The group coming together again. When we started the summer and this fall, you know, we had a group of kids together that have never played together as a group. So there's a lot of personalities getting analyzed and figured out, and at this point, but they all care for one another and you know, enjoy one another, joke around, and so it's a team coming together, and that's exciting for us coaches to see.
Coach, you get the Carterville Lions coming up today, and I kind of noticed the same thing about them. They're a pretty young team.
They are. They lost quite a bit from last year's team. So I know Coach Hawkins is going through some of the same growing pains as what we have, and said some of the similar things. You know, we're both capable of beating to almost everyone on our schedule, and we're capable of losing to almost everyone on our schedule. So you know, it's going to be another tough test for us, and but we're looking forward to it.
Coach, this kind of begins an interesting stretch. You got this one tonight. You got A&M coming up on Tuesday, and then after that, it's mostly conference. I know Westland's in there too, but it's mostly conference games, and that's kind of interesting, isn't it? I mean, you get to this point in the year, it's like you said, down to the final month of the season, but there's still a lot of conference games left. Still a lot to play for sure.
There are, and you know, we feel like, you know, there's couple conference games there that we feel like we should have competed a little bit better in. So we feel like we have some catching up to do here in the last third of the season and make a run at the conference title.
Coach, just checking in injury-wise, how's Andrew Kelly doing at this point?
Well, Andrew is having a very, very rough season. Obviously, he's turned both ankles at this point. He has seen an orthopedic doctor on Monday to determine whether or not he needs MRI to look more closely at what's going on with his second ankle sprain. So he's, like I said, well, I feel bad for him being a senior year. He's had some terrible luck here.
Yeah, absolutely. And not one ankle, but two. I mean, that's when it really gets tough.
Right. Yeah, and you know, the second one happened in practice, and as soon as it happened, I just assumed that it was the same one that he had turned at Thanksgiving, and it wasn't. It was his good ankle. the one that he turned originally was the one that he had been kind of giving him a problem throughout his career, high school career in football and basketball. But this is a new injury for him.
Yeah, that is tough. Like you said, being a senior, that's definitely tough. You're missing that time. And, you know, he's somebody you could definitely use. I mean, a very strong defender, good guy to handle the basketball for you. It's definitely been something you've had to work to replace.
Yeah, we have really missed him in almost every game at some point. You know, he gives us another solid ball handler. Like you mentioned, he's a terrific defender, and you know, he helps us match up with some teams that, you know, without him, we didn't match up very well. And we got somewhat limited who we could guard the other team's best players with. And you know, that load has fallen on Connor Depew quite a bit since Andrew's been out. And you know, that's tiring, you know, to put that kind of effort and you know, expectation to try to limit the other team's best players' touches and points and production. So we've definitely missed Andrew on the defensive side of the ball.
That defensive guy, the guy you kind of look at as your stopper, like you said, that's a really tough job, and especially if you're then asking that same guy to give you some good offensive production too. It's a load, and it's not just a load physically, it's a load mentally too.
Right. And, you know, Connor, he's just a sophomore. You know, this is his first year of varsity experience. And, you know, I'm proud of him, and he's handled those challenges very well.
Coach, how you feeling? We're about two-thirds of the way through, like you said. You've had a while to get your juices back flowing a little bit. How you feeling about things?
I really enjoyed being back on the sidelines. You know, the second time around with a lot more wisdom, I guess.
Yeah.
More life experiences. I just kind of view things through a different lens. You know, I've raised two, both my daughters, and they're adults now. And, you know, I got to live that life through the eyes of a parent. And so, you know, at this point in my life, I've experienced all the roles. I think when you do that, it gives you a different perspective on what truly is important, and that's the approach that we've tried to take with the boys this year. And of course, we want to win basketball games, but more importantly, we want to develop life lessons and work ethic and identifying what's really a high priority as they turn into young men and eventually the left go out and become adults and start families of their own.
Absolutely. And, you know, the bottom line is it's supposed to be fun, you know, no matter what. It's still supposed to be fun when we're out there doing this.
Yeah, and I think we are achieving that. It appears that way anyway. Like I said, there's a lot of smiles, a lot of laughter at practice, and you know, like I said, we're enjoying one another, and I think the fun part this year has been there.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time, and I'll see you this afternoon down at Benton.
All right. Thanks, Don.
Thanks, Coach. That is Vandals basketball coach Brian Kern. It is 8:15 on this Saturday morning.
It's time for your community calendar on WKRV and WPMB. It's brought to you by Kids Plumbing and Septic in Vandalia, Holy Cross Lutheran Lake.